Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 38th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Now, Rebecca comes out. She is Abraham's great niece. So you kind of get a picture who she is, and she explains her relationship and all, and her dad and the brother, all of this. Winds up, you get to the family tree, she's Abraham's great niece. And then verse number 16, I love this. And the damsel was very fair to look upon. Speaking now of Rebecca. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had known any man had known her, and she went down to the well and filled up her pitcher, and she came up. Now the phrase "she was very fair to look at" literally means that she was very beautiful. She was very beautiful to behold. We'd say she's quite a beautiful lady, quite a looker. Okay, she would turn men's heads. She'd go by. Matter of fact, the name Rebecca means ensnarer. Ensnarer. Literally, the commentator put, she was so beautiful, she would capture, she would ensnare the hearts of men. That's my wife to me. Her name ain't Rebecca. But boy, she sure captured my heart. I done blowed my lesson, but let me give this one to you. We've been married 34, 35 years, something like that. I remember when she walked, we got married in this church, she walked down this aisle, some 34, most beautiful woman in the world. Wasn't nobody else more beautiful to me than her. And she ensnared my heart. But literally, literally, that's what the word, the name Rebecca means, is an ensnarer. But in a good way, in a good way. Okay. Now let me read from 17:22. And a servant ran to meet her. Notice the servant ran to her. I won't get all this today. Again, do you know God comes to us? We don't go to him. God comes to us. There's a picture here that we'll get at the end of this lesson here. The servant ran to her and said, "Let me, I pray thee, drink a little of thy pitcher." And she said, "Drink, my lord." And she hastened and let down her pitcher. What a beautiful pitcher this is. And upon her hand, and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, "I will draw water for thy..." He didn't ask. "Will you water my camels too?" She just freely. Remember what Eleazar had prayed earlier? Well, she said, "I'll draw water for thy camels also until they had done drinking." And look at verse number 20. She hasted. She was a servant. She didn't fool around. Okay. She hasted and emptied her pitcher in the trough and ran again to the well, going back and forth to draw water, and drew for all of his camels. And I love verse 21. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace. Now let that sink in. The beautiful picture this is. He watched in marvel. What a woman. And he just, the word held his peace. He didn't say a word. He just watched. To wit, where the Lord had made his, he remembered the prayer, and he saw right before his eyes God answering his prayers. You ever seen God answer your prayer right before your eyes? And you wonder, wow, God. Amen. And this is before he was done speaking. God, thank you. And he sat there in peace, watching this take place. And it's God's will and it's happening. Ain't it great to be in God's will? Amen. And see it take place. Wow, that's powerful. In verse number 22, and it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of a half shekel and two braces of silver of 10 shekels of gold, And then we see that she gave he already given her presents before they even were even married. I wish I could take this to the fullest extent. You know, God has given us presents already before we're even married to him. Amen. There's pictures here. We could spend a whole nother lesson here of the picture between Eleazar, Rachel, and Isaac. We already seen Isaac is a picture of Christ. We saw that in the last couple of weeks. Rebecca is a picture of the believer. Eleazar is a picture of the Holy Spirit. You put it all together. And he gave her gifts before that great wedding day. God's given us gifts now before our great wedding day. Are y'all getting this? That's good stuff, man. Verse number 23. Is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? Boy, I could stay on that one a while. Is there room for me at your house? The Holy Spirit asks people that. Is there room? Amen. We have that. Is there room in your heart for him? There's a song like that. Okay. Let's move on quickly. Verse number 24 and 25. Yes, there's room for you, Rebecca responds. And for your camels, we'll take care of all of you. Come on in. Verse number 26 and 27. I wrote these things. He worshiped and prayed. And verse number, he says, and being in the, verse number 26, and the man bowed down his head, he worshiped the Lord, and he said, blessed be the Lord God of my Abraham, Master Abraham, who not left destitute my master of mercy, his truth, I being led in the way that the Lord led me to the house of my master's brother. That's a tremendous statement. I being in the way. You know, when his master told him to go do something, he did it immediately. He did it immediately. And not only that, the Lord had led them. If we want to be guided by the Lord, we should be on our way. If we want to be guided by the Lord, he says that I being on in the way, we need to be on our way. Do you know, and you've heard me say this before, it's hard to steer a parked car. It's hard to steer a parked car. So he was on the way. He knew what his master wanted. Now, he didn't leave till his master told him what to do. When his master told him what to do, he went on the way, and the Lord led him. Man, that's a tremendous picture here. Well, let's move on. Verses 28 through 33. Laban entertains the servant, and we know who Laban is by now, as we, and you Bible students. Notice in verse number 28 that it's called her mother's house. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. But she did have a dad. Matter of fact, we see Bethuel is her dad. We see him in verse number 24. We see him in verse number 50. But yet it's mentioned the mother's house. And it's Laban, which would be her brother, comes out to, why did not the dad come out to greet him? Most people think, and it's probably so, that he's probably disabled somehow. He probably had either disease or some kind of disability that he couldn't go out and greet, you know, Eleazar, that Laban kind of wound up taking control of the house, if you will, as the brother would, as the head of the household. And we see him kind of taking lead in this conversation between Laban and Eleazar. But Rebecca had a dad. He was probably disabled somehow. The Bible does not say. But she did that. Verse number 24 and verse number 50 mentions him. He was probably disabled in some way. So Laban handled the responsibility of the household quickly. Verse number 34 through 39. Eleazar tells his story and the purpose of his visit to Laban.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.